Persons. The new CD is called Separated at Birth. That song, obviously, is My Life Still Sucks in a Bad Way. And we've got Derek Anderson and Bob Anderson on the line. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
This is two of the Andersons?
Yeah.
Now, are you guys really like brothers? Like, you're all you guys are the Andersons? Or is it like the Ramones, where you just got, you know, take the last name the Andersons because you guys are big fans of Sparky Anderson?
Well, I would say we're brothers in the spiritual sense.
But you guys really aren't, are you?
No.
It's a Ramones kind of deal.
Yeah.
So you could kick somebody out if somebody had a bad attitude.
It's been done.
Well, welcome to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Hi, Chris and Rob.
Hey, thanks for having us back on again.
Yeah, we've had you on before. Your new CD is called Separated at Birth, and I guess you're part of that movement they call the New Power Pop Movement from L.A. What's that all about?
Are they calling it that?
I don't know what the hell they're calling it.
And who's they?
You got written up an option this month, and it said something about all this pop music, this jangly guitar music that comes out of Los Angeles.
Wow, really?
Really?
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, there's a bunch of pop bands here.
What is pop music? I mean, it used to be pop music was anything that was on top 40, but now I think it means something a little more specific.
I always say the emphasis is on the melody. If you're heavy on melody, you tend to go towards the pop end of the spectrum.
Right, and
it's all about the songs that stick in your head, and you find yourself humming them at 2 a.m.
I mean, I'm fond of saying it's kind of a wide thing. You know, it's sort of like, Hank Williams is pop, but then again, so is Air Supply, and then when you throw the power pop part of it into there, you know, then it's, you know, the Raspberries and stuff like that.
You're losing me already. Your CD is called Separated at Birth. Tell me a little bit about the Andersons' new CD.
Oh, where do you start?
It's brilliant. Buy it.
What else can we say?
Where's it available? This is out-of-town music. You guys, are you on a major label yet?
No, we're on an independent, but we have a website.
Uh-oh.
Which we can be reached at. Do we have that address, Derek?
It's
www.theandersons.com. Yeah, just theandersons.com.
It's just theandersons.com?
Yeah.
All right.
One word.
Well, tomorrow we'll try to link it up with the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show webpage, which is at cincinnatlas.com.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, because you can get an order the CD through that.
There's nothing more boring than listening to a talk show where guys are swapping web addresses.
Well, you know.
It's come to this.
Hey, check out my website. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. And don't you guys, before you were the Andersons, didn't you guys have former careers in show business?
Well, I know what you're trying to do.
Bob Anderson, I'm setting you up.
I was a short order cook once.
Huh? Were you? At Denny's, right?
No, it was at a big boy restaurant.
The big boy on Secor?
Ohio.
All right. Bob Anderson, your real name is Robbie Rist, and before you were an Anderson, you were who?
I'd like to think that I had my own identity. I was my own man, and no one could touch me. Oh, I know what you're saying. I was on the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, before you were your own man, you were your own boy as Cousin Oliver on the Brady Bunch, weren't you?
Yeah.
What was it like working with those kids?
I don't know. Because I was 9. Everything's great when you're 9.
Did Greg really do Florence Henderson?
That's the question that I'm making a new rule. If you're going to ask me any questions, you have to ask me ones I've never heard before.
Well, I heard two of the Brady girls, slept in the same bunk.
Oh, well, I hope that's true.
Is it true?
Well, I don't know, but if it
is... Our listening public wants to know.
Just by bringing that up, you've made shower time fun time for me for the next 3 weeks.
Come on, you were just a kid back then. You saw it all, probably.
Well, if I saw it all, I probably wouldn't have known what it was.
You really were Cousin Oliver on the Brady
Bunch,
weren't you? Which Brady sister did you think was the cutest?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. See, I never really watched the show.
But you were there with them. You were, like, in the studio, on the set.
Yeah, but you know,
they were so much taller than you
were. And also, demographically speaking, I guess the youngest girl would be the closest one.
Well, you know, everyone knows that they brought in your character, Cousin Oliver, when the rest of the Brady kids got to be too old to be cute. Are you still that cute?
Well, of course I am.
He's adorable.
Yeah.
Still got those big glasses?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. Not the same ones, but I wear glasses. I mean, I was blind then, I'm blind now.
And he's still the same height.
And your picture is on the album cover, so if somebody wants to check out the album cover of the Andersons and look at, you know, compare it to their memories of the Brady Bunch's last season with Cousin Oliver, then maybe they can make the connection.
Perhaps.
Right on. So the next song by the Andersons... So you got any big gigs coming up? Are you
going
to play the Viper Room soon?
No, we're gonna play.
No, no, we want to play. We want to play good clubs.
Well, I've never been to L.A. What's hip in L.A.?
The Viper Room is evil. The Viper Room is they make you turn down there.
They do?
Oh,
celebrities always go there and die.
Well, what? Yeah, well, that should tell you something.
They like to die in
peace.
Nobody
died in any of the clubs that we ever played.
I would think they'd want to. I thought that they'd go there because they're partying. You know, they're doing lines of cocaine off some hooker's ass. They're partying down. The next thing you know,
well, you know, there's other ways to enjoy.
So that's not the way the Viper Room goes, huh?
Yeah.
You've been there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've actually played there a couple of times.
You guys got any gigs opening up for the Kinks or anything like that?
Well, not quite. Although our drummer is going to be going on the road playing drums for Dave Davies of the Kinks.
Really?
Yeah, he leaves actually in a couple of days. Or a couple of weeks, I believe.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
The Kinks are a rockin' band.
Oh, that they are.
A lot of people, when you talk about this jangly pop music that's all the rage, you know, a lot of people refer to the Kinks because the Kinks were one of the original jangly pop bands, you know, after the Byrds and the Beatles.
Sure. So actually, well, they were like, you know, they're a lot closer to actually a power pop band because they sort of leaned on it, you know?
You know, power chords and all that stuff.
Well, let's find out a little bit more about the sound that the Andersons call power pop. I'm going to play a song called Laid Back and Logical.
Well,
what's this song all about?
Countrified, you know.
It's countrified?
It's a countrified tune.
Well, countrified pop is all the rage these days.
That's true.
Yeah.
Kids dig it.
This will get us on that Wilco tour.
Will it? All right, Laid Back and Logical by the Andersons. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
See ya.
Laid back and logical, I found my niche in the world. Laid back and logical, and still I